My name is Marianne Kwok. I'm a design director at KPF. What we wanted was actually quite a simple building, nothing too complicated. Everything is sort of transparent and open. And so particularly towards Jubilee Park, the facade is very glassy, very open. During this new phase of building, the first phase of Canary Wharf is mostly buildings of punched windows. So the glass isn't floor to ceiling. The design was sort of much more in the postmodern era, I would say. And so this next phase, the second phase of Canary Wharf, the buildings were kind of returning to more modernist roots. And so I guess that's how I would characterize our building. It's very simple. The north and south facades are characterized by vertical fins made of anodized aluminum. So on the southern facade, it is for shading. And then the tapering of the fins and the angle on the north, the anodized material is very light. And so it actually tries to reflect light into the building. On the west side of the facade and the east side, it's mostly glass. And so what we really wanted to do was to open up the building towards Jubilee Park and then towards the water on the east. So there's the taller tower, and then in between is an atrium space. And Clifford Chance has a lot of amenity spaces, and so that is part of the amenity spaces. And then there's a lower part of the building, which the amenity spaces continue into that, but also there is some office space above. Also, we wanted to step the building down towards the water, so that's a scale change. A tall building does pose shading, and when one is on the water, we always imagine that at some point it would be filled with, you know, rowers perhaps, or, you know, people using the water. And so we wanted less shading and shadow on the water, and so the scale of the building is also more human scaled.